Bring in Jocko, Mike Jocks from KHBS 4029. Jocko, I know you were just bouncing to that music.
I'm gonna admit it. Yeah, I was. It was a pretty good groove there. I think I got some pretty good moves left in me, Trey.
You want me to turn it back up for you?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
No. Let's get to the task at hand. Who's going to be the next coach at Arkansas?
Yeah, that's a great question. I knew you would ask me, so I figured I'd just announce it right here on the buzz. I mean, you know, you guys are the ones breaking the story all the time, but, it seems like, you know, the flavor of the day, you know, Tommy Tuberville was the flavor of the day for a while, and then he starts slapping his assistants, and that doesn't look good, especially when Arkansas wants to bring in somebody to right the ship after Bobby crashed the motorcycle, and you want to bring in a guy who, he's not going around slapping people in the face, you know. And then Patterson was coming, and he was the next thing. And I don't see that happening either. I just, you know, the guy's got too much going on at TCU. I know that Jeff Long can certainly throw some pretty decent money at somebody and make anybody want to change their mind. And then, you know, this week the story came out that maybe it was Bo Pelini from Nebraska. I even had guys calling me that I worked with back in Wisconsin, and now they work in Nebraska, and they're wondering, hey, is this got some legs? And at this point, I think, you know, you may be asking the wrong guy. I think Jeff Long is the one that certainly knows, and if you can get him to admit it, then he'd really have a story.
Well, that's the tough thing. He's not going to talk right now. He's not going to do anything. I've been told he's not doing any interviews until the coaching search is over and the head coach has been named. So when that will be, no one knows. But Mike, in hearing some of the figures that are being tossed around, it can only mean several few people would be worth that type of money.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that, you know, with that kind of money being tossed out there, you talk about guys not wanting to leave big-time jobs to come to Arkansas and, you know, maybe even start over a little bit compared to what they have going on. Or, you know, some guys have built houses and some guys have reconstructed the stadium because of the money they raised, but, or, you know, some guys are broadcasting at this point. At this time, I think that if there's enough money in the pot, it's enough to lure guys away from big time jobs, whether it be in football right now or outside of football. So I think that money is going to be a big time factor, and that's why I think that, you know, people may think that, oh, Arkansas is not that great of a job as far as on the whole sculpture of things. But I think that with the money that Jeff Long has, and it's being talked about, that he may be able to lure somebody, a big name in here, and really make a big splash in the coaching search.
With as far as Jeff Long and his job security, is he worried at all that if he goes out and let's say he doesn't get the big name guy that everybody wants, but he gets somebody and this guy does not succeed, is he going to be worried about his job security?
I think so. I think he's got to be. I think that, you know, with the way that everything went down back in April, I think that, you know, letting Bobby Petrino go, to me, was still, you know, the thing that Jeff Long had to do. But certainly he knew that that there were going to be some ramifications from it, you know, and some second guessing. And now, you know, this is a big hire for any athletic director hiring your head football coach, because that's where all your money comes from. But knowing that everything went on, I think that certainly, you know, this is going to make, you know, Jeff Long has certainly done some great things at Arkansas, and I think this really, you know, if this is a bad hire, all that stuff kind of goes out the window. So certainly, I had a chance to go one-on-one with Jeff a couple of weeks ago, and he called it, you know, this is game day for an athletic director. This is his time to, you know.
How long is game day going to last?
This is the longest game ever, right? I think it's so hard just because at this point, you know, you can't really talk to guy. You know, you can't really say you're talking to this guy or this guy, because most of these guys, I'm sure that he's, you know, already, you know, talking to their agents or kind of going about whatever way you have to as an athletic director before the season ends. I just, you know, the timing, at least he's got a head start compared to, you know, I know some other schools are starting to let their guys go or say they're not going to be back, but it's really just so tough, you know, because you can't say, hey, we're talking to, you know, Tommy Tuberville, we're talking to, you know, this guy at this school, because you can't, because those guys are working right now, and that would kind of jeopardize what they're doing there. So the game day is going to last for a while, and hopefully it doesn't last too much longer. But the bad part is, I think, well, you know, thank God that, you know, the LSU game's coming, and you know, we can kindly put this season to rest on a disappointing season. But, and you're thinking, well, good, then Monday they'll announce the coach. But, you know, if you're looking at guys that are doing great at their schools, they're playing into January, so we're going to have to wait until January. So this game day is going to last a little bit longer than we think.
Jocko, I don't think it's going to last into January. The Razorback fan base is not going to allow that.
I've seen your tweets about it, Trey. I know that, you know, that I'm hoping with you that hopefully something is, you know, and maybe it's a guy that's outside of football right now, not coaching, and maybe after the season ends, that would be a perfect time to announce it. And I'd be happy, and I know you'd be happy, and you'd be right on.
Well, here's the thing, and Matt and I talked about this before you got on today. If there is a press conference announced, let's say by Tuesday or Wednesday, the week after the LSU game, you're probably going to know who it's going to be.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But
it's not going to be somebody coaching.
Right, because those schools in the Big 12 that are still coaching, and even Pelini at Nebraska, I guess you could announce him, but those in the Big 12, they don't have a championship game, but their season runs through December the 1st.
Yeah, it'll be kind of a telltale sign when this thing, if it gets done the week right after the season ends, then we can kind of narrow this down and hopefully have somebody come to Arkansas, hopefully a big name.
Mike, let's go to this game Saturday, though, Mississippi State and Arkansas. Arkansas needs to win the next two games to become bowl eligible, 6-6, a .500 record. I don't think many people see that happening. Your thoughts on the Dogs and the Hogs this Saturday in Starkville?
I like that you kind of laughed a little bit when you said they have to go, you know, win two games. You know, I've been kind of one that's been optimistic.
Well, John L. said smile, so how about another?
Oh, that's true.
A little chuckle to go with it.
Yeah, I got to go to the dentist the next day. I wasn't smiling too much when I was done, but I kept thinking of John L. sitting in the chair, which isn't a good thing. But today's his birthday, so maybe he is smiling. But certainly this is it's a game that's intriguing, just in the sense of Mississippi State has 7 wins, and they seem like a very good team. They were undefeated for a long time, but those 3 losses certainly come at the hands of some great teams, Texas A&M, Alabama, and LSU. So it's kind of hard to gauge where they're at. You know, they've beaten in the SEC some teams that Arkansas has beat as well, Kentucky and they're, you know, Auburn as well. So it's kind of tough to see, you know, just how good they are. I mean, and they be, you know, they're just not maybe as good as people think. So I think that going to Starkville at the beginning of the season, we thought, well, let's chalk up a win because the Hogs are so good. But now going down there in that atmosphere and knowing how loud it's going to be, the Hogs, you know, I still like to think they have a chance. But that's a pretty good ball club, and I guess we'll have to see what happens Saturday. Certainly they're going to have to do some big things and kind of go out there and control the ball and hopefully come back to Fayetteville with a win.
Yeah, Mississippi State, I don't think they've beat an SEC team that has beat another SEC team.
I think it's 0-20 at this point, Matt.
I really like this matchup. I know it's a road game, but I really think we have a great chance to go down there and get a win. I probably like this matchup more than we've had in the last couple of weeks. I think this game's going to come down to once we get the ball in the red zone, are we going to be able to protect it and get touchdowns, and are we going to be able to get them off the field on third down?
Yeah, that's a huge point as far as, you know, stopping them when they need to be stopped. And I still think there's fight left in this team, you guys. I think that, you know, I don't see a lot of guys hanging their heads or giving up. I know that, you know, certainly Tyler, the leader of the offense, is still, you know, I think in the locker room is still trying to rally the troops, even though, you know, the season is gone, not the way anybody wanted. But I still feel like these guys got to fight, and wouldn't it be great for them to you know, pull off this win and win in Starkville and then come back to play on that Friday here at Fayetteville for a chance to go to a bowl game.
Yeah, it starts this Saturday. What about Tyler? you know, kind of given coaches allowed him to say whenever he wants to come out, he can come out. And let's say things don't go as planned, which I think we're going to compete in this game and play well. But let's say we're down 21 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Do you take Tyler out and let's start preparing some of our younger players?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think Tyler's got to be careful for himself. I mean, if he's getting pounded, you know, it kind of scares me. You know, he's limping off the field, limping back on against South Carolina, and, you know, there wasn't a chance at the end of that ball game for them to come back. I think, yeah, it would be time. I think just to kind of protect Tyler and think about his future in the NFL and, you know, even think about LSU. You still want to win that LSU game. But, yeah, I think there's a point where you say, you know, enough's enough, and you throw Brandon Allen in there to get a little more experience. But I'm with you. I think that, you know, this game will be a little bit closer, and hopefully that's something Hog fans won't have to worry about.
Yeah, you know, there's no one player bigger than this program. The program is going to move on. There are going to be Razorback games next year, and Tyler will be gone. And as a former player, me and Clint Sterner had this conversation. We don't ever want to come out. It doesn't matter what. If we can breathe, we want to play. But he needs to understand that, you know, when you look back on it, it's the right thing to do, and it helps better the program.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that, you know, you got to think about, you know, the guys that are following you as well, and for your own self. And I think that, you know, I think Tyler got some chances the last couple of years after Ryan went out for a little bit and got a chance to, you know, feel what the SEC is like. And, you know, Brandon, whoever the next quarterback is going to be next year, you know, need a little bit of that. Need a little taste of it just to kind of feel what it's like and put that in, you know, in the back of your mind and have that memory to use as motivation and remember what it's like to play in the SEC.
Jocko, appreciate it, buddy. We'll see you Saturday in Starkville. Y'all still
that
going?
That sounds great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.